Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to The Early Edge presented by BetMGM. Happy Saturday. We have tons of baseball today. We have some NBA playoffs. We're going to get through some soccer as well on this Saturday. Before we get into that, let's take a look back at Friday here. Definitely could be better, but you know what? That's what the Saturday cleanup crew is for. And from what I remember, we're pretty damn good at that. So let's bring in the stars of the show here. A-Mags. Oh, those aren't the stars. Here we go. A-Mags and Buckets here. Buckets, I don't want to put the pressure on you, but from what I remember, the Saturday crew between me, A-Mags, and Snyder is 10-2 in the past 2 weeks. So tell me what you can bring to the table here, because this is cutthroat stuff.
Yeah, no pressure. And considering the fact that I had 2 of the losses on that recap screen from yesterday, I need a bounce back desperately here, Kins. I'm bringing my absolute favorite play of the day, though. So I'm feeling pretty good that I can keep it up with the big guys here.
Okay. A-Mags, you feeling good? We feel like we can keep rolling here with the Saturday energy?
I definitely think we could keep it rolling, Kins. I'm feeling good. I wish the weather was a little bit better for the day baseball today. It kind of is a little bit tough out there with some rain, but we'll get through it.
All right. Yeah. Always got to take in the weather to consideration here. Let's start with you, A-Mags. I know there's a ton of games today. I know you have a prop that you love, but take us through anything you really like today in the spot.
Yeah. So I was waiting for some of these lines to either drop this morning or kind of just wanted to see where the market would go on a few of these. So I'm going to just lead it off with my one play, and then I'll make a couple comments on a couple of the other games real quick. But my one play that I really like is Ryan Mountcastle over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs today. Shop around a little bit. I actually saw it around, plus 115. And I think that for me, that's the way that I want to go. Just attack the lefty and Andrew Abbott. Go with the O's there. So the O's game is really interesting to me, actually. I think there's quite a few hitters in that lineup that you could target today. But again, there's potentially some rain in the forecast. So I just think, look, you probably play a few hitters early, see where some of the weather goes. If we're looking like this game is going to be delayed or rained out or postponed, then maybe step off the gas with some of those plays. But yeah, have a little bit of fun with it today. Don't go too deep. Like I said, I really think the weather could be an issue here.
Okay. Good stuff here. And then if we want to go through any other picks you got for us today.
So the Andrew Abbott fade, I guess you could kind of just continue there under 5.5 strikeouts if you want to go there. I know PropStars has already played that on the website, I believe. So that's one. I wouldn't really play the outs for him, but Adley Rutschman, Ryan Mountcastle, those right-handed batters against him, I like that. Also, too, just the Yankee game, Clark Schmidt's number came out at 17.5, but it was around like minus 130 or so. It's into like minus 150 now. It's an inflated number after he beat us by one out last time, unfortunately. But the 17.5, I just don't think he's a 17.5 pitcher. So I think minus 150, maybe a little bit too deep, but pair it together with something else. And I don't think that that's a bad parlay spot. And then I don't know if you, Kenz, if you had looked at any of this stuff, but for baseball, when you get a little bit later in the day, I mean, we still have some nice weather that's going to be out in LA. And then you got a couple games late that are indoors here with like Houston and Tampa Bay and Arizona. So like, if you're going to place bets, I probably would maybe just wait a little bit, lean towards some of the later games. And just I really don't want to attack games where it's like maybe going to get called or there's going to be a delay and you have the pitcher over a certain number of strikeouts and there's a 2-hour delay. Like that stuff just tends to ruin any of those props. So I guess if that's my one word from today's show, it's like just take some caution with some of these earlier games where there's a lot of weather implications and then just maybe step on the gas for some of the later games.
Yeah, I like that. Putting the money on the later games. You know what? That's when we got to start paying for the drinks. We got plenty of options for the Saturday night slate to go for. We have a birthday in the chat here with Brian Peterson. Happy birthday. Hopefully we can give you some winners today. We appreciate you being here on your birthday. We appreciate everyone being here in the chat on this Saturday morning. Now, if you want to place any of these picks from AMAX, you can do so at BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you will receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That is EDGE, EDGE. All right. Before we get into the rest of it here, we got plenty more to do. Let's hear a word from one of our partners. All right, guys.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I feel like there hasn't been a ton of NBA playoffs on the show. I tried to bring the NBA energy on the Saturday here, so I'm going to do that here. We're going to go to the Minnesota-Denver game. Now, just a preview overall, the Sportsline model gives Minnesota a 58% chance to win this series. I think there's a ton baked into Denver being defending champions. I think if this was the Philadelphia Timberwolves or the New York Timberwolves, a bigger market brand, we would see this line closer to even money when you talk about just the talent matchup in general. What the Timberwolves can do to expose the Nuggets is beat them in the paint. Rebounds, 2-point percentage here. AD was eating them for breakfast in the paint during this Lakers series for Denver. This is a spot they're super vulnerable in and a spot that the Timberwolves are awesome in. So I think this is where they can take control of this series. Again, their defense is awesome. They shoot their 3-point percentage is better on the road. They turn the ball over less on the road. Their defense is a little bit worse, but that just means a little less awesome considering this is the best defensive rating in the league. So for all those reasons, I like the Timberwolves. If they're going to win this series, I do think it has to be early because that's when the experience starts to kick into the model here. So when you get to that game 7 in Denver, that's when we'd start to favor Denver. So I think the Timberwolves know that. They know they have to take an early game. So to go along with this game script here, we're going to go with Rudy Gobert over 13.5 points. The Sportsline model has him projected for 15. The key here is not fouling out and playing 30 plus minutes. When he's playing 30 plus minutes against Denver, he's 8-2 to this over. He's 7-2 to this over going into this matchup here. Two most recent games against Denver. One was at Denver, had 21 points. And the other was also at Denver. He had 13 points, just slipped under this again because he fouled out. So I don't foresee him fouling out in the spot. I think they know how important it is to take one of these early games. I know it's a risk considering he's up against Jokic here. There is a good chance Jokic could get into some trouble here, maybe sit some minutes and give Rudy Gobert a really good mismatch on the court for a few minutes of this game. So I don't think he's going to average 48 points and rebounds the way AD was against this team and against this Denver defense, but I do think he is capable of putting up 14 points. This team should be able to eat Denver in the paint the way that the Lakers were as well. So I like that play a lot. Any other questions in the chat about these plays, about this matchup, I'm happy to answer here. But we're going to take quite the 180 here now. Buckets, I know you've been waiting patiently for your moment, and I'll be the first to say, I don't know too much about soccer, but I know this is an exciting time to be a soccer fan in this next month before things slow down a little bit. So what are we looking at here?
That is okay, Kenz, because anytime I listen to AMAX give a baseball take or you give an NBA take, I just sit here, smile, and do my best to look pretty because I don't understand a word you guys are saying. But what I do understand is the happy birthday Brian Peterson Manchester City play of the day. Look, we've got one EPL game left this afternoon, and it's going to be Man City versus Wolves. And we're in a pretty bizarre position for Man City right now because they're finding themselves in a title race against Arsenal, and they're finding themselves in such a close race that goal differential might actually matter here. That means when Man City plays at teams like Wolves, they have to not only win, but win by 2, 3, 4, 5 goals. If they are up 4-0 at halftime, you bet Pep Guardiola is in the locker room saying, hey, go get me 4 more goals here. This should be an absolute bloodbath considering Man City have only lost 3 times this season, and one of the losses was to Wolverhampton Wolves back in September. So not only do they need to win this game, not only do they need to rack up goals, this is also a revenge game. I'm taking Man City over 1.5 team total in the first half at +110. This is going to be an absolute monstrosity of a matchup with Erling Haaland, Julian Alvarez, Phil Foden. You've got the best of the best coming out of the City squad. They might score 4 goals in the first half, but all we need are 2 goals in the first half to cash a nice plus odds ticket for our boy Brian Peterson.
I love the first half plays. I got to get myself into those more, especially for MLB. I think I need to be in the yes run first inning, no run first inning type of market. I think that's where my attention span can last. Let's hear it, Amax. What you got?
So just real quick, a couple of things. And I did see it in the chat here. I sent that play into you, Kenz, probably like 9:35, like 9:40, right? It wasn't like that long before the show. And the thing is, I say that because it's down to 1.5 on Mount Castle now at -155 is the best I can find on MGM. And here's the thing. I like Mount Castle to have a good day versus Abbott. I think that that's a good spot to play. But at the +115, I was very happy to, you know, if I think he goes over 1.5, I think he goes over 2.5. So I was happy to play the +115 at -150, -160. I would rather just pivot and either, if you could still get Adley Rutschman at 2.5, play the plus money there. And if you don't want to do that, maybe take a look at Jordan Westberg. But I don't think I would play Mount Castle there 1.5 for that much juice. Just not really worth it, in my opinion. So that's my little take on that. I didn't realize it was going to move that. Usually stuff doesn't happen like that. But I do think the worry about a delay in the game is probably what's pushing it down a little bit. So it happens. I'm okay to do that if it's +115, but when it's -150, I'm not gonna risk it that much.
Yeah, I was just about to say we have some pretty good values here. We're looking at +110, +105, about even money here with Rudy Gobert. But your head was in the right spot here. Still a good pick, and you gave us plenty of other insight throughout this slate today. I got a question about Gobert rebounds and assists. Let me take a look at the model super quick before we get out of here. I do like an assist spot for him. Maybe if he gets caught up down low, maybe checks it out to someone for deep. Let's see. We have him projected for about 17 points and assists here. So depending on the line there and the juice, 13.5, that seems like a pretty good play there. This is definitely a risk. Going for Gobert right now in the spot is definitely a little risky. We're going to have to figure out what happens against Jokic here. Hopefully he knows how to stay out of foul trouble and we get enough minutes from him. If we get 30, 33 plus minutes from him, I think all of this could cash PRA, points and rebounds, rebounds and assists, whatever version of the story. So this is definitely going to be a telling game for us here. All right. we got to get out of here. It's Saturday. We have things to do. Take a look at the recap screen from the crew. We're all over the place today. This is called a full circle here. We got soccer. We got MLB. We got NBA. I am going with Rudy Gobert over 13.5 points at minus 105. AMAX is on Ryan Mountcastle, who he had at over 2.5 hits, runs, RBIs at plus money, plus 105. And Buckets is on Manchester City over 1.5 goals in the first half. All right. That's all we got time for today. It's a Saturday. You guys need to enjoy it. Brian, happy birthday to you. I hope we cash some tickets for you guys, and we will see you on Monday.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.